I cannot believe I've just broken the news to you that you are on the list of MBE winners. You must be absolutely thrilled.
Oh, I'm absolutely over the moon. I couldn't tell anybody because it said it was to be kept confidential. So I just thought nothing else. I never thought any more about it. But they did say that they would not get back in touch unless you were picked. But obviously they don't get back in touch. That'll be why I offered to say yes, that I didn't object to the media or the newspapers finding out.
So you're saying they've not got back in touch to tell you at all that you've won?
Well, I don't know if they tell you until tomorrow.
Well, I've actually interviewed a few people who are on the list and they all know that they were winning it, but they were told they couldn't tell anyone.
Oh, well, maybe that's the case. Well, can I read you the letter?
Of course you can.
Because I've still got the letter.
Yeah, go for it. Read it to me.
The Prime Minister asked me to inform you in strict confidence that having accepted the advice of the head of the civil service and the main honours committee, she proposes to submit your name to the Queen. She is recommending that Her Majesty may be graciously pleased to approve that you be appointed a member of the Order of the British Empire, MBE, in the New Year 2017 honours list. Before doing so, the Prime Minister would be glad to know that this would be agreeable to you, and I should therefore be grateful you would complete the enclosed form and diversity survey, which I did. If you accept, there will be no any further communication from us, and your name will be included in the list published in the London Gazette and some national newspapers. So it must be right enough.
That's right. That's your letter to tell you that
I'm
got
getting it.
It.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it? Oh, I'll need to sit down. Right, what do you want to know?
Well, tell me about your work at the Ailsa Hospital. What happened there?
I started nursing in 1965 when I was 16, and I'm now 67, and I've nursed all my life, and I've nursed in every specialty in mental health.
And do you think it's that length of time, or do you think it's the fact that it was mental health that got you the nomination for the MBE?
No, I think it's probably the length of time.
Do you know who nominated you?
Haven't a clue.
Are you quite surprised about that? What would you like to say to that person?
I would like to say to that person, I must have made some brilliant impact on you. I am totally gobsmacked. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I would be picked for anything like that. Never. Nursing has been my career all my life. It was my job. I loved the job. I'm still working, by the way. I had retired on the 31st of May this year, but then I worked for a friend who had some nursing homes in the Doon Valley. He came champing my door to see if I could help him out. That's what I'm doing now.
Fantastic. Now, what would you say to young people who are just thinking about a career in nursing?
They need to be committed. They must be committed to the job. It's not just a job, it's a vocation.
That's amazing, Jeanette. I can't believe that you've just found out that you won. I'm so happy for you.
Happy? I'm dancing and I've been dancing in about this kitchen. I need to phone my husband. He's at work. I need to phone my family now that I've been interviewed by yourself, because they don't know, because I had to keep it confidential.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you all the best, Jeanette.
Thanks very much.